This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Heffelfinger has joined us a number of times over the years. One of the top legal minds in this state. Private practice right now, but twice was the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. 91 and 93, 2001 to 2006, appointed by George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush. And Tom is back on the show, and like all of our guests, Tom is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Tom, yesterday, but a 2:30 our time, the news broke that President Trump's nominee to be the next attorney general of the state of the United States of America, not of the state of Minnesota, United States of America, is Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is known as a 100% loyalist to Donald Trump. He's bombastic. He's a flamethrower. I don't doubt his intelligence. He has faced Department of Justice inquiry that was dismissed and an ethics inquiry about his interactions with underage women and also potentially sex trafficking. When the appointment was made hours later, he resigned from Congress well before he's approved by the Senate. I think a lot of us believe, well, funny, what a coincidence. On Friday, the ethics investigation on former Congressman Gaetz was about to be released, and now that's a bit up in the air. Tom, I personally do not think Matt Gaetz is qualified in any way to be the United States Attorney General. You know this 1,000% better than I. What do you say?
Well, based on all the things you've just said, what would make Gaetz qualified? To be blunt, everything you've said underscores his lack of qualifications to be the Attorney General. He also epitomizes or evidences some of the things that Trump has said from the very beginning he wants. For example, he wants to be able to make appointments as recess appointments. In other words, bypass approval by the Senate. Gaetz is the primary reason he is asking that, because Gaetz likely would have a hard time getting past the Senate, even a Republican Senate. Gaetz also has his experience as a target of an investigation for sexual misconduct. Yep. Come on, this is your attorney general. I think, and lastly, you said he's a I don't think you used the word bomb thrower, but I will. Trump has made it really clear he wants somebody running the Department of Justice who can be a bomb thrower and basically convert that agency into a private police department for the president. And that's all of those things are things that Gaetz would be willing to do. And my guess is, has been told, if you get appointed, I'm going to expect you to do those things.
There's all sorts of reporting, including Bill Barr's own words, that when Donald Trump in his first term, when he had Jeff Sessions, when he had Bill Barr, that he envisioned the attorney general to be his personal attorney, right? That
right. Yep.
He wanted the attorney general to point the finger at Hillary Clinton. And by the way, I'm very amused when people say, well, he did not go after Hillary Clinton. All the reporting is, including from Barr himself, that he absolutely wanted Barr to go after Hillary Clinton. There was no basis to go after her. Gates yep. will not be that legal filter, Tom, who knows the law like you, when there's tens of millions of other qualified Republican attorneys. The president-elect won. He gets deference. But there is advice and consent. And Gates, whenever Trump says go after him, her, him, there is only going to be one word from him, yes.
That's unfortunately what Gates gives Trump, which is what he wants. He wants the ability to go after people, to get even, get retribution, whatever term you want. And he needs a department within the department, within the administration to do that. That department under Gates will have that mission.
When you were twice the state attorney, the U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, how often would you interact with the attorney general?
Oh, I saw him, several times a year, but usually in groups of other people.
Right.
Rarely face-to-face.
Outside of this vengeance, which it's just a given if he gets it, and I'm with you, I think there will be enough Republicans. I mean, Murkowski and Collins are probably out already. I would assume McConnell is out already, so now you're at 50 and Vance would have to break the tie. I don't think he's going to get it, but then the whole recess appointment and the depths that Trump might go to try to get that done. Outside of just the vengeance side, it's just going to be a revenge tour. What also gives you just significant pause about Gates as this lead person involved in our Department of Justice?
Historically, the Department of Justice operates through its United States attorneys, 97 of them, and they operate with the best interests of the Department of Justice and the United States, but also of the state in which they operate. I would expect with Gates in charge, he will be much more hands-on as far as giving direction to the individual U.S. attorneys. I'm not sure that would be a great job to have right now, to be blunt. Not like I'm up for it, but it will be a challenging job to be the United States attorney in any of our states right now.
This does happen most of the time, where if you have a new president, they will fire and select their own U.S. attorneys in various states. Could you see qualified, right-leaning attorneys who under most circumstances would say, absolutely, yes, I want to be the U.S. attorney for state of Minnesota, Georgia, you name it. But because of Gates's role and the concern of the Trump-directed Department of Justice, where qualified individuals who may have voted for Donald Trump will say, nope, I'm going to pass.
I think if somebody has the conservative credentials that one would expect from a Republican appointee, I think that's such an outstanding job. I think people will take the opportunity if given it. I don't think they will shy away simply because Gates is the attorney general. But I do believe that once they're in the position, they will find that Gates is supervising them at a level that is really unprecedented.
Yeah. This is Tom Helfelfinger in private practice successfully for decades in this state, highly regarded. Also, two times appointed by Republican presidents to be the U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota. Let's talk about the present U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota. That's Andy Lueger, who you've praised before, who's had this job twice. Is he most likely done with Trump winning?
Yes, he is, and Andy knows that. And Andy, I'm sure that had Harris won the election, Andy might consider serving again.
Yep.
I don't think even if he wanted to serve again under Trump, there is no way with that Trump would reappoint an Andy Lueger. And I say that because Andy's a good friend of mine, but if Andy were sitting here, I'd tell him, Andy, you're not going to get reappointed.
Yeah.
But he knows that.
He does.
He knows that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say Trump is able to pull this off and he gets the votes or it's a recess appointment. If Trump, with Gates's assistant, appoints other deputy attorney generals, is there any way this is mitigated? This isn't as bad as you, myself, and others think it might be?
I think this is going to be a very dangerous situation. You used a phrase that there's no gatekeeper, or maybe it's my phrase, but one of the things that an attorney general can do with a president or other members of the cabinet is if they're sort of going over the edges, he or she, attorney general, can calm them down.
Yeah.
I don't see this guy calming Trump down. And I don't see another member of the Department of Justice hierarchy who will bypass Gates and calm down Trump. Now, it's going to be very much what Trump has said in the past, and you referred to it. This is my department. Or this is my legal department.
Yeah. He honestly thinks the Department of Justice, if you're president, follows everything that they want. That's why he's convinced that Biden was directing everything that took place involving legal matters with Merrick Garland and others. Now, speaking of Merrick Garland, Jack Smith and all that work, that's just all going to go away? Is that fair? I mean, do you see, like Jim Jordan and others have talked about asking Jack Smith to testify? I cannot believe that would happen because Jim Jordan is going to have required to have other Democratic members of the committee asking questions to Jack Smith, and he would be talking about the evidence that he had on Donald Trump. I don't think they want that to see the light of day, do they, Tom?
Probably not. What's more than likely to happen here, because of the recess appointment opportunity, and I do believe that's what's going to happen, well before the inaugural, there will be a new attorney general, probably Gates. And one of the things that Trump will tell Gates to do is to dismiss all of the charges that Smith has brought against Trump, all the federal charges.
Mm-hmm.
He does not have, Gates will not have control over the prosecution in the state of Georgia, nor over the Manhattan prosecution. But all the other ones he will. And Jack Smith will be gone before then anyway.
Did Merrick Garland make a mistake? Should he have appointed Jack Smith much earlier?
I think one can look at Jack Smith's performance both as a special prosecutor and Garland's timing of the appointment. It would have made it easier had that been appointed very quickly, but nobody could anticipate a couple of judges that would basically sit on a case and do nothing for a long time. And that's really mainly what happened here. It wasn't because the prosecutor didn't get aggressive. It was because the judges basically blocked it.
Tom, you're great as always. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the day. We'll reach out again soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Tom Heffelfinger. By the way, I'm going to say it again. First of all, highly regarded among lawyers in this state. And don't even start with me. Well, that's just a liberal. Pfft, you kidding me? Twice appointed by Republicans. Matt Gaetz isn't qualified to be on the People's Court. Get out of here. I mean, maybe if he takes the Doug Llewellyn role, he could interview.
Could he be one of the litigants?
Oh, there's plenty of evidence to bring Matt in.
Judge Wapner would have a field day with him.
Okay, Donald Trump won. Let's emphasize this. He won decisively. If you want to say it's a mandate, I'm not pushing back. If you win 312 and you win every single swing state, that's a rout. Now, popular vote, he's probably going to end up winning by maybe 2 million or so. But that was still a huge victory also. Guess what? We're not trying for the popular vote. That's not the game. So when people say, oh, you can't call it that because look at how close the popular vote. They weren't playing that game. The game is electoral. Okay, maybe we'll change it. But if you get 312, that's a blowout. So absolutely great deference to the president-elect. Honestly, there's tens of millions of attorneys. We're in downtown. There's hundreds and hundreds of attorneys who voted for Trump, who are more qualified than Matt Gaetz right now. He's slime, sex trafficking, 17-year-olds. We got the former congressman, who's now Senator Mullen, Mark Wayne Mullen, who talked about how Gaetz a couple years ago was going around the floor of Congress bragging about how he was breaking up Viagra and just taking that along with energy drinks and having sex with underage women. This is the guy. Get a qualified Republican attorney general because you won. Then it's approved and people can have honest disagreements. Not this buffoon. Disagree with me. Agree with me. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.